from the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Tonight, some areas of fog, 37 for a low. Then tomorrow, a chance of rain later in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high near 58. And for Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Currently 40 degrees still. KQEN news time is 12:36.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today. Our second segment will be talking about the new Douglas County mobile medical vehicle. But in this segment, we're talking about the Douglas County COVID-19 Business Grant Program. And Teresa Haga is the executive director of CCD Business Development Corporation in Roseburg and Coos Bay. Teresa, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, so many in business, especially in our area, but really pretty much everywhere, have been impacted severely by COVID-19, whatever sector they're in. But some sectors have certainly been impacted more. And a number of weeks back, the governor allocated $55 million in Federal CARES Act funds to help out along with the legislature. And now we're to the point where it's the part where people, if they believe they're eligible, need to move and move quickly. Your group's got out the word yesterday. Tell us more about what's going on.
Yes, everything was put in place. This week, Douglas County contracted with CCD to help them deploy these funds. The program launched today at 12, so it's live. The application is available by going to our website at www.ccdbusiness.org. They will want to complete the application and submit it to the email address on the application, which is covid19grants@ccdbusiness.com. If they are unable to do it in that manner, they can make an appointment. Our lobby is actually closed, but they can make an appointment to drop that application off. Do not take the applications to the county offices. We are the ones that will be accepting that on behalf of Douglas County. Don't put it in the mail. It won't make it in time. So please follow the instructions. If you have any questions, give a staff member at CCD a call. We're really encouraging because there is a short window of time for all businesses that are within the eligible categories, which Douglas County has chosen to really target these funds to the hospitality service industries like your hotels, motels, your B&Bs, your RV parks, recreational and vacation camps, your caterers, your wineries and breweries, event planning, your travel agencies, tour operators, your theme parks, bowling alleys, and theaters, restaurants that do not have a drive-up option. Again, they need to not have that ability to still continue their business without. So a lot of your restaurants that do not have that option of having a drive-up window, please encourage them to apply in your gyms and fitness facilities. So we're really hoping that we have these funds fully allocated by Friday, December 11th at 5 p.m. Douglas County will keep this application window open for that period of time. And then we'll hopefully start awarding the following week the recipients that were successful in receiving these funds and actually start cutting checks on the following week.
So this
so
is going to...
These funds, yeah, these funds will basically be completely deployed before December 30th.
Wow, and this is really a fast-moving time. And I know that with everything going on right now, and I'm glad that we're able to spend a little bit of time with it in this segment today, getting the word out starting yesterday to people... right off the bat, folks I talked to in the business community, some had heard about it, some knew it was coming at some point, others were unaware of it. But boy, the interest that I picked up, the vibe that I got from people immediately was they were going to be trying to be camped by their computer at noon today and start moving forward really rapidly.
I agree. We're getting a number of calls. Got a call just a few minutes ago from the county saying that people were there trying to drop off the application. Again, I'm really encouraging people to follow the instructions because that's what's going to make them successful. Make sure that they, you know, sign and date the applications. Those are the types of things that typically will kick the application out. Once we get a complete application, it's actually date and time stamped. If we get an application that's missing some items or it's not complete, we will reach out to that business owner, encourage them to correct it and resubmit it.
And talk about, just give people kind of an idea if they're not familiar, what is the CCD Business Development Corporation?
CCD is a nonprofit corporation. We were formed in 1971. We are Economic Development District for Coos, Curry, and Douglas County. That's designated by EDA. We are also a certified development company designated by the U.S. Small Business Administration. So we've been in this community for 50 years now. We have two different departments. We have a community economic development department, and we have a finance department.
And how long have you been part of this?
I've been working with CCD for 20 years.
So obviously you feel like trying to work with the business community and help people be successful really can make a difference in these communities.
Oh, yeah, and it's really, we're really counting on all of our economic development partners and all of the business owners that have heard about this to share this opportunity. It's really taking all of us to work together to make sure that these resources stay within our community and the counties or the cities or even CCD when we were launching rounds 1 through 4 for the state of Oregon, that we don't have to give any of this money back because it's so needed in this community. Our job is to make sure we all work together to find a home for these funds.
What kinds of stories have you heard from people in the business community about how they've been impacted over the last few months?
Oh, there's just so many stories, but really just so they're at least the ones that we've really worked with as far as getting these grant funds, they're just so grateful. And all of these people that have received previous grants, if they fall within this category, can come back and apply again. There's no threshold on Douglas County funds. So if the business owner got a PPP and an EIDL and they thought, well, I've already received funding, does that make me not eligible? In this case, it does not. So please encourage any business within these industries to apply.
And again, run through, just if somebody joined us midway through here, which parts of the hospitality service industry we're talking. Go through the list again.
Again, your hotels and motels, your bed and breakfast, your RV parks, recreational and vacation camps, your caterers, your wineries and breweries, event planning, your travel agents, they've really been impacted. Your tour operators, theme parks, bowling alleys and theaters, any restaurant that does not have a drive-up option, your gyms and fitness centers.
Obviously, those have all been really hit hard. We're seeing it right now with the current guidelines that are in place. And for some, that means they are open in a very limited capacity. Some just barely open. Some of these not open at all.
That's right.
So, give folks the website information for getting connected. This just opened 43 minutes ago, and want to make sure people get the word.
Sure. Go to our website, which is www.ccdbusiness.org. And if you, for some reason, are just not being successful with that, give us a call at 541-756-4101, and I will give you my extension 1, and ask if I'm not available, please leave me a message. So if you just, for some reason, cannot get the access to the application. I just a few minutes ago also shared it with our other economic development partners, so I'm hoping that they will start sharing that application on their media sites. And again, you want to submit your application to COVID-19grants@ccdbusiness.com or make an appointment to drop it off at our CCD Roseburg office. Again, please do not deliver your application to the county offices.
All right, Teresa Haga is the Executive Director of CCD Business Development. Teresa, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN, part 2 of Inside Douglas County when we come back. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming at 1. CBS Audio America Changed Forever on the way at 4. Monday's Inside Douglas County, another look at COVID-19 with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Casey Bolton with us right now, the CEO for Aviva Health, and the word out about the new mobile medical unit, which has arrived in Douglas County this week. Casey, it sounds like you're pretty excited to have this.
Yeah, I think it's a game changer for the entire community as a community resource.
So talk about what led to being able to get the one and then one more that's on the way soon.
Yeah, so frankly, it's really the vision of our county commissioners to make sure we're thinking through what else can we do to support the community during the response for COVID. And I pitched an idea to them about mobile vaccination as something that Aviva would help out with. And it kind of went from there. And we looked at what was available in terms of CARES Act grant money and ended up with, we had to do certain procedures in order to qualify, and ended up with two vehicles out of the deal.
The first one's already here, and the second one is coming soon. And this is kind of breaking new ground for you.
Yeah, and you know, at the risk of, we used to do mobile dental similar to what Mercy does with Healthy Kids Outreach, and then we partnered with them, and I stopped. We stopped having our dental Got Smiles van, so we have a little bit of competency, but it's a little bit different in terms of, first of all, it's two platforms, not one. And second of all, healthcare is different than dental sealants and exams, medical care. So, and our first use is out of the gate. We're putting it in play. Should be ready to go Tuesday of next week as a cough and fever screening clinic for our patients.
Now, one of the things about Douglas County, while we only have about 125,000 people, we take up as much ground as a lot of states, really. And so, especially in the very rural areas, healthcare for many folks is quite the drive away. This gives you an opportunity to come to maybe one of the smaller communities in a school parking lot or something and essentially take the care to them.
Yeah, it really is a phenomenal resource, and I've been inside the first one, and it's really well done. The layout, you feel like you're in a doctor's office, although you're in a mobile platform, and you're exactly correct. One of the things when you say, if you think about what keeps you awake at night, I really worry about Glendale and Diamond Lake and some of our other places that are pretty isolated. And, you end up having to bring the care to them. You can't really expect them to come to Roseburg for everything. So we're excited about that.
So you say you're going to do a pretty quick turnaround time on putting this to use.
Yeah, we've been anticipating this for several weeks, and it fills a direct need for us to help protect our medical staff and separate out patients that are symptomatic that might be COVID, but maybe we're not sure. So there'll be a testing piece, rapid testing in this first one, but also, if you have a cough or fever or flu-like symptoms, if you're an Aviva patient now, we're going to funnel you through this clinic to kind of rule out COVID or that sort of thing. And so it'll reduce our need for everyone using PPE at full levels and all that. That's the intent for the first one. The second one, we really see that being a resource to do on-site vaccinations or large-scale rapid testing.
Now, how are the vehicles different from one another?
Well, the first one is a used platform, although it doesn't look like that. They've really maintained it very well. It's only got 40,000 miles on it. It's larger, and so the first one is about 40 feet, just shy of 40 feet. It has a waiting area. They both have two exam rooms. They both have wheelchair lifts. The second one is brand new. It's a 2021 model. I think the platform's Ford. I'm not quite sure. And again, two exam rooms. It's smaller, it's 25 feet, so it's more, you're able to take it in places that maybe the larger one you can't.
So you've already got the first one in your parking lot. Do you have some things left to do to it before it's ready to go, signage or things?
Yeah, we haven't done any of the wrap or the branding piece of the outside of that. That'll be done outside of patient visit hours, I think this weekend, but maybe next weekend. It already came provisioned with exam tables and whatnot. We've got to put supplies in it. We have the staffing plan all ready to go. It really is working out. The devil in the details is adding it as a workflow to the bigger flow of the rest of the clinic.
Obviously, for Aviva and all the other healthcare providers, this is it's an understatement to say this has been a tough year.
Yeah. I mean, this is like one of those kind of manna from heaven sort of things that just, you know, we talked about it, and, you know, and for it to come to fruition is just fantastic. And we hope that this will help Mercy's ability to maintain what they need to do as well.
Well, and it's interesting because we've had for the few years when Dr. Dannenhofer and other folks got it started, the drive-through testing clinic idea, which has worked out very well for COVID-19, getting testing done. And it's interesting because sometimes on some of our national programs, I'll catch a segment and they're talking about something in some other state where basically somebody's just come up with this idea. Oh, but and I'm sitting there listening going, okay, we've been doing this for 5 years. So this is one of those times where Douglas County's really been ahead of the game, it seems like.
Yeah, I think the innovation in our public health department is unparalleled. And even more than that, I think the dedication to taking care of our citizens, just I am proud to work alongside all of folks.
So the now having these mobile vehicles, is this going to require some dedicated staffing, or is it just going to be moving people from one place to another on days that it's used?
So it eventually will be dedicated staffing. Right now, so we can get it in play right away, we're basically taking it out of hide, if you will. But we've shifted some a big portion of our visits are now telehealth. And so there's a little bit of relief on the staffing gap with regards to the clinical side when we shift to that mode. And so we're kind of using that excess. It's not excess, but we're kind of using that to help fill the first clinic. The second clinic, I'm definitely going to have to hire into.
What's it been like on the telehealth side in terms of your staff? I'm told that a lot of people, a lot of providers weren't really keen on that until this year came along, and suddenly a lot of them have radically changed their mind and now for a lot of different reasons really like it.
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag, to be candid, a mixed bag. Providers do like it. You need to make it drop dead simple. And our first system that we rolled out was just not. So we switched to a different one that seems to be working a lot better. So it's got to be simple. The patient has to understand. It's got to be simple for the patient. Some of it's phone visits. When we say telehealth, we really mean just not in-person healthcare. But honestly, telehealth works great when you need it to. When you don't have to have telehealth, people really do want to see their provider in person.
Well, and I'm sure there's things, I mean, when you can look directly at somebody, you know, one-on-one and not on a Zoom screen or something, that there's certainly elements of that that are a lot more effective at diagnosing things even more effectively.
Yeah, so, I mean, it does help, the telehealth side, but it's not, until we get much better technology, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, the 3D goggles or whatever, but there's still going to be this want by both the provider and the patient to just see each other in the same physical space.
And now,
so I don't think it will completely replace.
Right, and now with the new mobile medical unit, that'll give you one more way to do just that.
That's you're spot on.
All right. Casey Fulton, the CEO of Aviva, talking about the new mobile medical unit. We've got a picture of it up with the news story at 541radio.com. Casey, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.